Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I am sure that if you were a fan, that you were tuned in on Sunday night to learn that Brand the Broken, the man who basically his superpower is remembering things, that he is now the king of the six kingdoms. Of course, the North remains free and independent.
It seems like that point three were the only people who enjoyed it.
Yeah,
from
they
just
might
reading
have been.
About it. Oh my God, so many upset people.
They may have been. Yeah.
The famous Formula One driver Niki Lauda just died. Greg, you were a fan of the movie about him, right?
You mean Niki Lauda?
Niki Lauda.
Yes, Niki Lauda. I love that movie.
Rush, it was called, right? Rush?
Yes, yes. Oh, so he died?
He passed away. He was 70, and he had recently had a lung transplant.
Yes.
And they say he died of natural causes following complications with that.
I'm Niki Lauda.
Lauda.
That's a good movie. If you're looking to watch a movie about Formula One racing, and it's a good movie.
My name is Niki Lauda.
My name is Niki Lauda.
Niki Lauda.
My name is Niki Lauda. Yeah, it's a good movie. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
I would watch it if I were you.
Has a great name though.
It says Rush.
Yes.
did you think
I was deceived.
You thought it was about the band?
It's about race cars? Oh man. Whatever.
Whatever.
Do you want to delve into? There's a lot of people who are upset with my comments about Mr. Kraft. Apparently, you want to delve into that for
sure.
A moment. Here's a text that says, "Greg, is that really good news? Another filthy rich person goes free after breaking the law because he can pay for the best lawyers."
Well, yes, that's partially true, but also the cops made a huge mistake in filming everybody that went into that place.
Yes, for that long.
Yeah, for that long.
Yeah.
There were several people that went in for just a massage, a legit massage, and those people are filing a lawsuit, and I think that really blew this case up.
I mean, we can delve into this for a moment. First of all, you have to be somebody who feels like, in order to have this opinion, that Mr. Kraft and his attorneys have done some great injustice to humanity, you have to be somebody who believes that the crime that was committed was of an egregious nature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't personally have an issue with a man of an advanced age going to a place like that where somebody, it appears to me, is well aware of what they're doing. And is making money for it. That to me is not a crime against humanity. So if you're going to sit here and say that you think it's atrocious that he's not going to be found guilty, then you have to believe that that's a horrible crime. I think that was committed.
Yeah, I don't believe that it's a crime or not a crime because it is technically illegal. But I don't believe it's a problem for a man of any age. If he wants to go do something like that, and you have a consensual individual who's providing that willingly and freely,
yeah,
whatever, legalize it.
Here's a text that says 508 text that says, "What about the concept of innocent until proven guilty? None of us have seen the video. What?
Yeah, that's you know that's not how it works in the court of public opinion."
Texter says he hasn't been tried in front of a judge or jury, and he has the right to be innocent until proven guilty.
Right, right, because it's Robert Kraft. You're saying that. Anybody else, guilty. Yeah. Send them out the river.
How are we letting this guy get away with this?
Yeah, right.
Let's see. The law was broken by filming everyone in that establishment. That is the only law that has been proven to be broken. That's what a text says.
Well, allegedly there is video, which I hope we never, ever see.
Here's a text from a police officer. "I am a police officer, and everyone that I work with is appalled at how this case was built. The fact that the police faked a bomb threat and installed cameras and filmed every one of the customers is insane, and they deserved to lose this case.
Mm-hmm. Remember, though, this is Florida.
I was there.
Things are very different.
Yeah, very different. Things are, it should be its own country. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. mm-hmm. No, I agree. I mean, and literally, I think, has the man not gone through enough embarrassment and like, isn't that the punishment, really?
Oh yeah, I mean, imagining the signs in the stands this season. Right?
Oh my right. god! Yeah,
huh? I mean, if they're willing to toss a rubberized sex toy on the field in Buffalo,
exactly.
I mean, imagine
right? what are they going to throw on the field?
Imagine
now?
Imagine what they're going to. Here's a 774 text that says, imagine the fact that a $100 HJ cost about $1 million in legal fees.
Yeah.
Well, that's the punishment
that
right
is
there.
Punish.
That is the punishment right there.
That's how you go with the high priced escort.
Here's a text that says, no matter how you feel about the crime that was committed, the fact that every single one of you diehards defends this because it is Robert Kraft mm-hmm. is disgusting.
That's the part that gets me the most. People are like, he'd never do anything like that. He was just in there for a legit massage. No.
Here's a text that says, do you think that if it was another owner who owned a losing franchise that was caught, would anyone in the country care?
No. Absolutely not.
So you don't think anybody would care?
No.
No.
Who's
They'd be like, who?
Yeah, who's the owner of the Browns?
No clue.
Right?
Couldn't tell you.
Go ahead, buddy. You're already suffering enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me pay for that.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of Orchids of Asia t-shirts that are worn in opposing stadiums when the Patriots are playing this year.
Somebody's got to make a jersey.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I want to talk to John, and then I'm going to give you the $1,000 cash code so you can text in to win. Hello, John.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, John?
My theory for the item that's going to be tossed on the field is going to be the return of the popularity of foam hands.
Foam hand.
The foam it'll finger. Yeah, number one.
It'll be the foam fingers. Let's see. Here's a text that says, if he wasn't single, old, and rich, then maybe I would have an issue. Yeah. I mean, he's an older man. Who cares
what his age is? Who cares? Well, who gives a crap?
People are more... Don't you think people cut an older guy a break on something like this? I mean,
not an old rich guy. An old destitute guy, maybe.
And he's not married. I don't understand why somebody can't. If that's how they want to get an HJ, then why can't they just go pay for an HJ?
Right.
Because it's illegal.
It should be legal.
I agree. 100%.
What's the big deal? All right. Let's get to this here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That rejoin song choice, long distance dedication to Mike Shue, I'm assuming, because it's the Ramones.
Oh, that's right, baby.
One of your favorite bands.
Oh, my God.
Can't get enough. And that's a great song, too. So, nice work. It is 7:22, and LB is out today. He's got a doctor's thing that he has to go to, and then theoretically he'll be back tomorrow. So, we'll keep you up to date on that. We have to get to the no birthday present rage story. But first, Mike has a comment on the news today that It appears New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft would be in the clear when it comes to the anything that may have occurred that was untoward at the Orchids of Asia Spa in Jupiter, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Prosecutors have asked for a stay in the case, and Mr. Kraft's attorneys are saying that they are waving the white flag. I don't know if there's a stain or anything on the white flag, you know, but
it's a rally towel.
Of course, Mr. Kraft also would then get the credit for helping 122 others who were charged in this case with getting off. This is Mike, who wanted to comment on that. Yes, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
I just want to comment. I think Jonathan made a good point in the caller after, and Mike Shue, you also touched upon it a little bit. When it comes to legalizing things, whether it's, you know, having certain guns legal, whether it's certain drugs legal, prostitution being legal, it allows the opportunity for the government to have some idea of what's going on, some regulatory issue.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, whether it's any of the above, when the government gets involved, it's just like driving a car. You can drive your car illegally, but the vast majority of people, willing to pay the money for insurance, registration, licensing to do it legally?
Yeah.
That's the truth. Most people are. Yeah. There are very, very few people that do it illegally, and they only do it illegally because they put themselves in a position where it's very difficult for them to do it legally.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the same across the board. If you make it legal and regulate it and pay attention to what's going on, it eliminates the possibility for, you know, the trafficking of drugs, guns, or prostitution.
I think the real issue is, which we delved into a little bit because there were texters who were upset with my opinion or the way in which I was sharing my thoughts on this. The real issue is, do you believe that the police should be allowed to conduct themselves in any way in which they want, even violating wiretapping laws, et cetera, in order to catch somebody who is doing something wrong? Or like, who do you think was in the wrong here? Mr. Kraft or the police? Because this result really is choosing to say that the police were wrong, and what they did was worse than what Mr. Kraft did, Mike.
Well, as long as the law is the law, it's in place to protect whoever is on the other end of it. Now, Mr. Kraft violated the law. However, there is a law in place to protect him and all these other guys that were, you know, they got caught in this thing from the police doing things that were unlawful in doing so.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a cart before the horse mentality. If the police violate the law in proving that you violate the law, then it totally wipes out, you know, you cannot, in our legal system, and that's why our legal system is so great, in spite of the fact that it has so many holes in it, you cannot have a precedent broken because, you know, a law was broken and we want to fix things. Yes, we want to fix things. This is a learning experience, a teachable moment for everybody, including the police. You have to go about things the way that the law specifies. If you do not do that, then you basically negate any positive work that you do.
Mike, thank you. It is 7:27. If you want to be on this morning, you could call 617-764-9223. Today's weather brought to you by Floor and Decor. And it's going to be mostly sunny, and it's going to be more comfortable than it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Rather swassy yesterday.
I'm not a big fan of the humidity, but as a fat, hairy guy, it gets a little tough.
Yeah.
But temperature will get to 66 for a high today. Start your Memorial Day flooring project now and head to Floor and Decor for your tile, wood, stone, and installation materials. Nobody beats their selection, and nobody beats their price. And we need to get to crazier than Danielle this morning. And this news story involves something that many men have dealt with, maybe more than once, unfortunately, and that is forgetting to get a birthday present for your beloved.
Yeah.
Or a Valentine's Day gift or an anniversary gift or whatever.
Same day every year, guys.
And unfortunately, when this occurred recently, the no birthday present rage led to violence.
Yes.
Yeah.
It happened in West Newton Borough, Pennsylvania. Georgia Michelle Zawacki was turning 55 years old, and her boyfriend took her out to dinner. But she reportedly became enraged because no one got her a card, a cake, or a gift.
Oh, boy.
Now, she had been reportedly drinking vodka all day to celebrate her birthday. Hashtag birthday day.
Was she doing any kind of Bruins second period vodka chugs?
Not that I know of, but it's entirely possible given her actions following the birthday dinner. Now, the boyfriend, David Ray, alleges that she attacked him with a box cutter, putting it near his throat and threatening to kill him. She then reportedly slashed his arm with the box cutter, then went into his bedroom and threw his TV on the ground, broke his bed, tipped over his nightstand, and threw a bunch of crap around the room. And the boyfriend was absolutely freaked out by her actions.
Yesterday was her birthday. She was fine. Everything's fine. Next thing you know, I'm getting stabbed. She went to my neck. She says, I'm going to kill you. I says, you know what? This is crazy. What are you doing? Destroyed my bedroom. Destroyed it.
First of all, guy sounds like he's a little bit hungover himself in addition to being stabbed. But he's going to stay with her.
Absolutely.
I guarantee
you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been together. They have a lot invested. I says is one of my favorite things, second to I seen.
Oh, really?
I enjoy I says. So I says to a.
So I says.
Yeah. So it reminds me of my grandfather. He used to say that.
Here's a text, a 781 text that is correct, which says, some people just can't handle the vodka chug, Greg. Did you happen to see me on Instagram Live decimate the college seniors in a vodka chug on Thursday night by any chance?
Are we bringing this up because you're proud of it?
Victory.
Or?
Yeah, it was a victory. Yeah. I beat a bunch of 21-year-olds.
Good job, old man.
In a graduation vodka chug.
Good job, Frank the Tank.
All right. It is 7:30 and time for the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Weston Nurseries. They carry trees, shrubs, and flowers along with hardscape and lawn care products. Their experts will make your yard the envy of all your neighbors. Located conveniently in Hopkinton and Chelmsford, open every day, westonnurseries.com. Brought to you also by KM. Veggie burgers belong in a garden, not on the grill. Sink your teeth into a KM natural casing. Frank, KM. Crafting the finest meats for four generations. So, Gerg, it appears that, sadly, something you predicted on the show may have wound up coming true.
And I have the chills.
Yes.
I have the chills over this.
Police in Newington, New Hampshire, announced that they recovered the body of what they believe to be Adam Camerato, the 32-year-old man from Maine, who went missing after leaving the Clipper Tavern in Portsmouth on April 26th. They found this body washed up on the shore.
In the water.
In the water.
In the water.
About 6:30 last night, Newington Fire went out to retrieve the body. The state medical examiner's confirmation is pending, but police do believe the body is that of Adam Camerato. And now, of course, they're investigating how the body wound up in the water. They say that foul play is not suspected at this time.
As they do every time.
I know.
This has smiley face killer written all over it. And when is anybody going to listen?
Yeah, it's textbook.
I feel like a broken record. I mean, I don't know if you were listening last week or if you saw on my Twitter feed the Facebook message that I shared from a man. Speaking of goosebumps and chills, I shared on my Twitter feed last week this Facebook message from a guy who was in that same bar and met a man who said he was in the military and not from around here, and they interacted, and when this guy and his girlfriend were leaving the bar, somebody tried to start a fight with them. Mm-hmm. This guy who said he was in the military came out of the shadows and said, intervened and said, have your girlfriend take an Uber home, and I will drive you wherever you need to go. Now, this guy, for whatever reason, started to suspect it was odd. He didn't follow through. The next morning, he woke up with all of the symptoms of being roofied. Mm-hmm. And that happened at the same place that this man went missing from. And this is the exact MO of what the, you know, we have the detectives on, the former detectives on all the time, mm-hmm. who are investigating Smiley Face. And the exact MO is a man is in a bar interacting with people he doesn't know. He disappears. And weeks later, his body somehow ends up being discovered in a body of water. I don't understand when is there going to be some national task force, and
right.
when are law enforcement officials going to acknowledge that this happens way too frequently?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not possible. I get it, because when I talk about this, people go, "Oh, you're an alarmist," and you know. Stop it. There are drunk people who just wander off. Yeah, there are drunk people that wander off, but do they automatically wander off into a body of
right.
water every
right.
single
mm-hmm.
time?
Every time.
That's nowhere near where they wander
yeah.
off from?
They're all around the same age in the same age group.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of times they were waiting to be picked up by
yes.
somebody,
yep. mm-hmm.
or they had just communicated with someone to come pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just there's too many.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many.
No, there's way, way too many. Way, way too many. And I was warning Breeze Hill about this. If you have kids who are, you know, in that age group, and they're going to be out,
mm-hmm.
especially guys,
yeah.
I think you have to warn them about that. Let's see. All right. Well, it is 7:35, and if you want to text this morning, you can text on the text line, which is 97107. This is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Hillman, how are you?
What's up, Dan?
So about 5 years ago, kind of before this got a lot of attention, I was down the salty seaport. A couple of friends, me and a couple of friends sitting at the bar at one of the restaurants. And this guy is like 50-something-year-old guy. He's really interested in us, and it's like, you know, hey, conversation here, there, and you move on. But this guy was like sticking with us, right? Weird. Didn't really think much of it, but I ended up throwing up everywhere after like two drinks later when I got home, and I'm
yeah.
like, what's happened? I didn't remember anything. I'm like, I think I got roofied. And I think that's what these guys do, or guys or guy,
yeah,
they go around, they take chances. If the situation is right after they roofie you, they move forward. If it's not right, because I was with my friend, so these people probably didn't see an opportunity. I believe there's something going on. I know you do. I appreciate
yeah.
you talking about it and everything. But
listen,
that's my story. I really think if the situation was right and I was alone at any point that night, I may never have been seen again. So
I mean, listen, I'm obsessed with true crime. It's well documented. I understand that. But I just believe that there's way too many incidents for it to be coincidence. And I mean, here's somebody who says I'm in law enforcement, and believe me, everybody knows it. So I don't know. Maybe they don't want to panic everybody, or they don't want to.
So everybody knows it in law enforcement.
That's what this texter says.
See, that just leads me to believe what I've been saying all along. This is somebody that of note. Okay, this
mm-hmm.
is somebody of some kind of prominence,
mm-hmm.
an elected official, somebody in some kind of service.
I think it's a group of individuals that go and do this, and there's, you know, it's rare to have like a group of serial killers that work together. I know this because I'm a true crime expert.
Oh, okay.
I listen to a lot of podcasts and watch mm-hmm. a lot of documentaries. That makes me
okay.
an expert.
Okay,
Kojak. But the thing is, you're able to. In a bar scenario, think about how many times you've been in a bar
yeah.
and you do talk to a random dude.
Right.
Like you do talk because you're in that.
That's a social situation.
Correct. Yeah. Or think about how many times you're a young guy and a woman approaches you at a bar. Of course you're going to talk to a woman who approaches you at a bar. But there's just no, in my opinion, I mean, I hate to say it, but I as soon as I heard about this young man being missing, sure, after being at a bar, the first thing I thought was, in a few weeks, his body is going to turn up and it's going to be in the water somewhere. Mm-hmm. And if you weren't listening when we had the former detectives who are tracking this serial killer or group of serial killers on the show, or you didn't watch the special, which was on Oxygen, then you don't know. The reason that the body ends up in the water is because it removes the potential for any clues to be found. It's just chilling. It's just absolutely chilling. Here's a text that says, a handsome male friend of mine in his 20s who has never recently blacked out after a drink was bought for him at a bar in Lowell. I mean, here's a 978 text asking what my favorite true crime podcast is. Currently, it's a podcast which is called To Live and Die in L.A., which Brees Hill and I listened to on the way back from St. Lawrence. And I'm so frustrated because we got like 10 episodes in.
Yeah.
There were like 4 left.
Yeah.
And Don't I arrive home yesterday and the kid already listened to the rest without me.
What a little...
Now he knows the end.
Yeah.
But To Live and Die in L.A. is about a model who goes missing and about who may have committed the crime there. But before I end my career, mm-hmm, my lengthy broadcast career,
yep,
I'm going to do a true crime podcast. I am going to. I have a subject which I've talked about. I have I have to get permission and everything. But
okay,
when I was in high school, a girl that I rode the bus with went missing.
Yes, that's right.
And they've never discovered what happened to her. So I think I might do that. Shoo, here's a text that says, have you ever listened to S-Town? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mike Shoo and I were obsessed with S-Town.
I hope they make a movie based on
well,
that.
Then you couldn't find anybody to play him.
I know. The center of this podcast, the central character, is one of the most fascinating human beings this planet has ever produced. Yeah, John B.
Yeah, yes.
An unbelievable. The guy was like a master chemist. You know, geologist, botanist, you know, and he was out of his mind. He was unbelievable. Yes, if you haven't listened to S-Town, it is well worth the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. it's incredible stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how the ending is like, it's a total twist ending.
Okay, absolutely.
Because he had a lot of enemies, and you think it's this person, and then they lead you to believe it's this person, and then it's something else. It's crazy. It is so good. Yeah.
Here's a text that says, I hope Brees spoiled the end of that podcast for you. That would be karma.
A little karma.
Yeah, a little spoiler. All right. We're way behind here, but it is 7:41. Coming up at 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave one of those last minute right now at 617-779-5463. Coming up on tomorrow's show, Larry the Lawyer will be here. Ask an attorney at 8:30. You get free legal advice, any and all legal questions for Larry the Lawyer at 8:35 tomorrow morning. And then on Thursday, I have tickets to give away for game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Stop.
Danielle prefers it to be called the Stanley Cup Final.
Well, that's what the NHL calls it. They prefer that also. I understand it's finals as in there are many games, but it's the final series.
So listen Thursday morning if you would like to be at game number 1 on Monday at the Boston Garden to see your beloved Boston Bruins and whoever they face in the Stanley Cup Finals. We want the cup. And speaking of that, I got to address this issue of Zdeno Chara being too old. I'm so infuriated with people saying this and that he ought to sit down and that he's too old. I think it's absolutely ludicrous. So we'll address that coming up as well. Well, for those of you who, like myself, are in love with your pet, you know, I'm in love with Coberson Woberson, the greatest dog in the United States, Kobe Wobey. This next news story may be a little bit alarming. And if you're somebody who uses a dog sitting or dog walking service, then you may want to be careful who you choose. There's a woman in the news today who apparently called Anything Goes pet sitting by accident.
Yes, didn't realize it.
And didn't realize it until she took a look at the cameras that she had at her house.
Yes, yeah. Which, ironically, the pet sitter was aware of.
The pet sitter was aware.
Yes, she was aware of this.
Really, yeah.
So it happened in California, and Rosie Brown used WAG, which is an app to hire a pet sitter. And I know that there are quite a few people out there who have, that I know personally, who have some WAG horror stories.
Now, what is it, like a crowd sourcing app? So, like, they don't, anybody can be a dog walker or a dog sitter if you get onto this WAG app. Is that
right?
Is that,
okay. I don't know to what lengths they do, you know, background checks, right, or verification.
So it's like an Uber
fitness,
or Lyft for dog walking.
Basically, okay, yeah. Like, you know, and yeah, this girl that she hired, Casey Brengel, had 210 five-star reviews. So she's like, great, this is going to be someone. She was going to Louisiana for a family wedding, so she was going to be leaving her two dogs, Penny and Daisy, in the care of this woman for about 4 or 5 days. So it happened 3 weeks ago, and the 26-year-old dog walker came in and was supposed to be house-sitting, yeah, and taking long 30 to 60-minute dog walks with the two dogs.
Okay.
Instead, Rosie tunes into her pet cam, which is on the counter in the kitchen, which overlooks the living room. And she sees a couple of different things. She sees the pet sitter come in, and a man enters the frame. The pet sitter goes into the master bedroom and then the guest bedroom with the man, who turned out to be the pet sitter's boyfriend. Okay,
I can see where this is going.
She claims she did not have sex in Rosie's house at all. Rosie then sees the woman on camera naked on her brand new couch, which she saved for 6 months to buy.
Uh-huh.
The woman claimed that it got hot and she didn't like wearing clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And when the local ABC affiliate out there, Channel 7, interviewed the pet sitter, she said that she was in fair aware of the doggy cameras in the house. But the dog owner is looking at this stuff. She's in Louisiana. She can't do anything about it. And she's completely freaked out. Rosie, her audio not coming up, Shu?
It's, yeah. It's
okay. Well, basically, she talks about how she opened up the camera alert, the alert on her doggy cam, and sees this guy there going straight for the bedroom, and she's like, this is ridiculous. WAG did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but they did release a statement to ABC7, which says the reported behavior in this situation is unacceptable and contrary to our community guidelines. We expect everyone on the WAG platform to conduct themselves professionally. They have offered to pay the woman for a locksmith and cleaning services.
I feel like this explains why the woman has all 5-star reviews, is that she gets nude at the place while she's Anything Goes house sitting and dog sitting. I mean, I was,
you just pay $5 a day extra for that.
Here's somebody who says, people are crazy. I would never leave my dog with a stranger or my house.
Ever. No way.
Honestly, but how about the nude house sitting service, which is a billion-dollar idea?
Absolutely.
I mean, I feel like that's an absolute billion-dollar idea.
So here's the deal: one of our really super amazing hot girls will come and watch your house. We don't do windows, but we will stroll around nude and allow you to tune in via your home security system.
And I love the fact that she is denying, even though it's on tape, that she and the boyfriend had sex in every single room. Like, it wasn't, it wasn't enough to go just in the master bedroom. They had to go in the guest bedroom,
yeah,
and destroy that bed as well.
Craig, it's a Goldilocks sex scenario. First bed was too hard. Second bed was too soft. Third one was just right. It was a sex chair.
Now, this is inappropriate, but a texter says, I don't have a dog, but I will go out and buy cameras and a fake dog if you can give me that woman's number.
I don't know if you want that. Can I borrow your dog for what?
Here's a 603 text that says, speaking of nudity, Greg, did you talk about the excessive dongage on Chernobyl last night? Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Is that because of the radiation?
Oh.
That was the miners, but not the miners. Like I said earlier, not the miners under a certain age.
The digging miners.
The coal miners. There were a lot of lot of nude coal miners on episode 3 of Chernobyl last night on HBO.
But, did they have the black lung pop?
that show is just, I'm riveted by it because it's so historical.
Right.
They were showing, like, they've worked in, well, first of all, in the first episode, they work in the, like, basically the Russian 911 call on Chernobyl.
Wow.
Which is the actual call.
The actual call.
And then last night they were working in the Russian government news reports.
Nice.
Where the newscaster's like, you know, you do the Russian accent, but they're like, basically, there's been a small accident at the Chernobyl plant.
We have breaking news, folks. Not to worry, but just point of interest. We had a small accident at a Chernobyl nuclear reactor. Now, it's, again, not to be concerned. Don't have to run anywhere unless skin peeling off face. But might just want to remember from now on, if you have, I don't know, maybe animal that you plan on slaughtering later, it might have a couple. You could make twice the head cheese because your animal will have two heads.
Exactly how it was. You didn't even see it.
Don't panic.
Don't panic.
Don't panic, but...
nothing to see here.
We have... do I have to... it's coming into on the wire. She's like... I don't... excuse me. Are you sure? I should tell people... is this ready for release or... okay, I tell them.
They're basically like, going to need volunteers who are going to die immediately to swim in radioactive water. Right. It's like, do it for motherland. It's like, I mean, it's
Mother
nuts.
Russia.
I mean, it's the whole thing is nuts. Like these people consistently volunteering to go in there, knowing that they're going to die. It's very similar to like when you hear stories about the Greatest Generation and World War II. These people, these Russians. I mean, the divers. Like the three divers who went in underneath where the water tanks were, they knew
that could have been a suicide.
No, they basically said it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's freaking nuts.
Can you imagine the peril of continuing coverage for the Russian news stations for that situation? Where, again, like our favorite news people here in Boston, they run out of stuff to say, and they're like, so to recap, as you can see, we're here in front of Chernobyl reactor. All morning we have been waiting for press updates from authorities getting... okay, no, we don't have yet. Okay, just a few more minutes here to look at situation. So what happened this morning, as we see a couple bystanders? Let's see if we can get someone to talk to us. Sir... did you witness reactor going explosion?
Yeah, they're like, now going to weather smoke with a radioactive snow update. Hello, Paul?
Hey, morning, you guys.
What's up, Paul?
So I had a comment regarding what happened in episode 3, but honestly, if you think back for what everything was going on, particularly in Germany...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.